Dear friends, good evening. Thank you for joining us to another Gnostic Lab of Practical Application. Tonight, we're going to focus on the practice with the mantra Aum Chivatum E. This mantra focuses on the development of the creative larynx. The creative larynx is a second sexual center that exists within the human machine. And here, it enables us to create with the power of the word. But like every center that is capable of receiving and delivering, this one is also to receive the words, the sounds, and the music of the ultra of nature. Let's talk first about the creative larynx. Then let's talk about its attributes so that you can visualize it. And then let's explain the mantra Aum Chivatum E so that you can see what is the value that it gives you and what is the transformation that it induces within you. To start, the creative larynx is known with many different names. Some people refer to it as the chakra of the throat, and they know that it is directly associated with the thyroid gland. But this particular region in which we have this chakra, it is located at the point of union where the spine ends and the medulla oblongata begins. That is the exact location of this particular magnetic center, this center of power. And even though some people refer to it as the chakra of the larynx, well, it is important that we become familiar with the other names so that if we find them in any text, that we know exactly what the author is referring to or talking about. This chakra is also known as the chakra Vishuddha. And Vishuddha means purity. In fact, it means especially pure. And if this is the chakra Vishuddha, and it is associated with our creative larynx, then we have to start thinking twice about the quality of the words that we share and that we use. We have to really start thinking about what is the effect of every time that we curse, the effect of every time that we decide to use cuss words. Because if the name of this magnetic center is purity, or especially pure, then evidently if we're using the creative power of the word for things that are less than exceptional, well then we are tainting any opportunity to experience and receive the faculties associated with this powerful center. Because it is known as especially pure, and because we have already spoken in terms of what happens when it allows us to perceive, well, if we are tainting it with the wrong use of the word, or if we are tainting it, allowing ourselves to receive words and sounds that invite inferior passions and things that do not contribute into the internal transformation, well, then we can imagine that we, by ignorance, are affecting the functions and the faculties that come with this particular chakra. This chakra is also known as the Church of Sardis, and it has been named like that. We can find this in the book of Revelation, when the Apostle John goes through his experience of his visions, and he speaks with the Spirit, with the Christ. Well, it is this Spirit, this Christ, the Christ, the one that delivers messages that are specific to each one of the seven churches of Asia. These seven churches, well, as you may have already realized, are not just seven temples that exist somewhere in the Middle East, Asia, no. These are seven magnetic centers, Vishuddha, Sardis being the one on the throat, that are set in the philosopher's earth. These are the seven churches that exist within our own microcosmos. It is just that because of incorrect translations, well, it has been incorrectly translated as Asia, when in reality it should have been translated as Asia, A-S-S-I-A-H. A-S-S-I-A-H. So this is the Chakra Vishuddha, this is the Church of Sardis. And there is a mantra, a sound, of this particular chakra, and this sound is Ham. Now, this particular location in the human body, those of you who have already gone through the lecture on the chakras, well, you have already learned that a chakra is a location in the physical body where we have a combination of nerves and venous and arterial blood. It is a location where we have these glands and these nerve endings and these flows of blood, where all of these things converge. And specific to the chakra, it controls and it governs the skin. When we are having some skin issues, well, we can trace it back to the functions and the dynamics of this particular magnetic center. But it also controls and governs the ear, the mouth, and the breathing. Being associated with the thyroid gland, well, we know that thyroid gland has some effect in the growth, in the hyper or the hypogrowth of aspects, areas, functions of the body. And we're not going to enter into these particular details because the interest of today is the practice. But if you have not listened to the lecture yet, we invite you to find it as we have uploaded it for your convenience in our ICQ channel in YouTube. Now, speaking about the chakras, we know that the chakra is right there in the throat, and beyond it, there are two more that make up the seven. We have the one in between the eyebrows, and we have one at the very crown of the head. The other four, well, we find it in the heart center, in the solar plexus, at the level of the creative organs, and then at the base of the spine. Because these are seven, people have, perhaps in a way that is kind of automatic, connected the seven colors of the rainbow to the seven chakras. And many people tend to believe that the color of the chakra is indigo. But that is not true. This chakra is white. And remember, its name is purity. It is extreme purity, exemplary purity. And for you to visualize the chakra, you can imagine it irradiating with the brightness of a thousand suns. That intensity of white, that intensity of purity. When it comes to its arrangement, well, this chakra, like any lotus flower, well, this one is showing 16 petals. And in our case, there are 8 of those that are active and 8 of those which faculties we need to work to awaken. When you visualize this chakra, see this chakra right there at that point where the spine ends and the medulla starts. And see it of a very intense white color, and see it as a flower of these 16 petals. Because at some point you're going to wonder, what about the rotation of the chakra? What if, as part of the visualization, I see it spinning? Well, know that this chakra will spin clockwise. But it will spin clockwise in the same direction as when you are looking at the second hand of a clock, when you're standing before the clock. So that means that as you're standing facing the clock on the wall, you will notice that second hand moving. And if you start at your 12 o'clock, It will then start going towards your right shoulder, and then towards, it's 6 o'clock, and then towards your left shoulder, and then all the way up to the 12 o'clock. That is what we will see at the creative larynx as well. We will start right there under the chin, and it will go towards the right shoulder, towards the heart, towards the left shoulder, and once again up under the chin. This is the direction in which these chakras spin. Some people think, well, they visualize them as gears, and they say one goes to the left, one to the right, one to the left, one to the right. But that is incorrect as well. And if you still feel uncomfortable, if you still feel like it's hard to see it, Samael, in his infinite kindness, tells us, don't worry about this. Focus on your Divine Mother. The Divine Mother is the one who's in her fourth aspect, gave us this physical body. She knows what she's doing. Maintain that remembrance of self by focusing on your Divine Mother and let her do the work and stimulate the movement, the rotation of these particular chakras. So now that we know this, what is it that this chakra does for us? How is it that we can benefit from awakening the faculties of these particular center? Well, to start, this chakra gives the practitioner the ability to listen in the physical plane while we're here within the body, carrying our consciousness and the personality. We can hear words from the superior realms. We can hear the music. We can apprehend the meaning of the teachings. But beyond that, it allows for the comprehension of what is occult in any sacred text. You will be able to read the writings of Samael Aumbeor, and you will be able to immediately start seeing the meaning of the symbols and the connotations in which things are expressed. You will be able to visit an archaeological zone and see the glyphs and the carvings on the stone, and you will immediately be able to extract some wisdom that will impact you. You will be able to open a codex, and you will be able to see whether it is Dresden or Borgia or whatever codex. And you will be able to follow the sequence, look at the symbols, and understand the message that is being communicated. So having the opportunity to awaken the faculties of the chakra is a beautiful opportunity and certainly a precious treasure. This particular chakra gives us the opportunity and the power to know, Samael tells us, the past, present, and future of all that exists in the universe. So to work with it, how do we do it? We know that we must always, always relax the physical body. We know that we must always invite the innermost so that the innermost is the one officiating through us. We should invite the Divine Mother and ask the Divine Mother to help us awaken the faculties of these centers. And as we do that, let's visualize the location of the chakra in the body. We already know where it is. At the top of the spine, at the beginning of the medulla, right there in the backside of the neck. We can see its color. We know that the color is white. It is a pure white, intense, shining. We chant the mantra. And as we chant the mantra, after chanting the mantra for 10, 15 minutes, an hour, etc., take advantage of that deep state of relaxation and continue with a meditation. And in that meditation, you can meditate by allowing for the resonance of that pranava called Ham. Pranava means the controller of life force. Pranava means life giver. So if we were to say, very incipiently, that pranava is a faculty of the Holy Spirit, we would not be mistaken. If we would say pranava is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, we would be correct as well. And what is truly peculiar is that as we look at the words that make up the mantra Aum Shiva Tum E, the first word Aum is indeed the most sacred of all the holy words. Aum is the innermost. Aum is a manifestation of our real Father. In the A, the U, and the M, we find the Spirit, the water, and the fire. The same elements that are necessary for the practice of the super dynamic of love. So Aum is the innermost. Aum is the manifestation of a living consciousness. Aum is the mind of the Creator. And when we see Shiva Tum, well, Shiva Tum has a lot of context to it. Some will say, Shiva, that sounds like Shiva. And of course, they are correct. Because Shiva is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Shiva is both the Creator and the Destroyer. This is why we see that he has a serpent wrapped around his neck. Because he creates with the power of the Word. We see that he carries a trident, and it's a trident of gold. Because that is a representation of the three forces of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Shiva is also blue, because that blue color is just the color of the utmost expression of love. So yes, we can say Shiva, Shiva. Is that what it means? Well, that is not incorrect. And Tum is a word that invites to becoming, to following the longing of the innermost. So friends, if we were going to translate this mantra in a way that is entirely superficial for the sake of satisfying the inquisitiveness of the intellect, this mantra would be begging the force of the Holy Spirit to manifest the longing of the innermost in each and every one of us. And then when we chant, when we sing the letter E as E, E, that is the vibration itself that enables the harmony in this particular chakra of the body. Aum Shiva Tum E. This is what we're going to practice tonight. So let's dedicate as much time as we can for this practice. Let's start by relaxing our body. Let's invoke the innermost. Let's ask for the help and the support of our Divine Mother. And let's submerge ourselves in a deep relaxation and together, in unison, unite our hearts as a family and chant this mantra so that we can bring benefit to everyone in our immediate vicinity, benefit to our innermost, and that we can collectively help reduce, even if it's by just a mere fraction, the much suffering that exists here on earth. So let's start by closing our eyes. We're going to remain sitting for this practice. I will invite you to leave your feet flat on the floor. To rest your hands on your thighs. And keeping your spine vertical and your head resting comfortably on your shoulders. Let's take a deep breath in 1, 2. One, so. One, two. Let's keep our attention in our breathing. And let's make our best effort to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the nose. Let's start by making ourselves aware of the sensations in our physical body. Notice if there's anything that feels tighter than usual, anything that may feel a little uncomfortable. It could be heavy earrings or a ponytail. It could be a bracelet or a watch, maybe the shoes, maybe the socks, maybe the belt. If that's the case, it is perfectly fine at this moment just to relieve that discomfort. A little thing that seems to be causing some distraction and inconvenience. And we continue focusing our breath. We breathe in one, two. And let's go ahead and make ourselves aware of our emotional state. For some of us, learning this new information may be exciting. And that excitement tends to create some sort of nervous hysteria within us. And if that's the case, that is phenomenal. Some other of us may be content. Others may feel a little indifferent. Some of us may perhaps feel a little sad, insecure. Maybe we have been dealing with plenty of uncertainty in our days. Others, well, others maybe still carry the lingering effects of having been frustrated earlier today. And maybe some other of us, maybe we have found ourselves going through some challenging circumstances, and maybe we have been feeling a little numb, feeling like disconnected. And you know, regardless of where you may find your emotions in that spectrum, it is all good. Because we know that the suffering belongs to the ego. And we know that the ego is bound to that law of the pendulum. So if today we were ecstatic and happy, we need to remember that ancient Zen Buddhist teaching that says, don't push and don't pull. Because if we hold on too much to those moments of joy, we know that eventually the pendulum is going to bring us some sadness. And just like today, we may be experiencing some sadness. Well, later on, the pendulum will bring us moments of joy again. All of these emotions pass. And we are always better off just showing gratitude and gratefulness for this moment. This moment where we come together as a huge family, uniting our hearts. and being grateful for this moment. Expressing gratitude and gratefulness from our soul and our heart. We take another deep breath in. 1, 2. And with every exhalation, let's allow our body to sink just a little bit more onto that chair. If even at this moment you feel that there is some worry troubling you or some weight on your shoulders that seems to be causing some distraction, I invite you to invoke of your innermost. And offer that load, that weight, that baggage that we carry. Offer it to the innermost, so the innermost may do with it what is appropriate. So the innermost may release it unto the universe. So let's take another big breath in. 1, 2. Let's focus our attention on our feet. Let's imagine that our body is populated by an infinite amount of little gnomes. And for this exercise, let those gnomes walk out of your feet. But walk out of your feet through your toes. And as you see them start walking out, we bring our attention to our toes, our heels, our ankles. And as we continue to see these little gnomes walking out of our feet, we feel that sensation of relaxation instantaneously warming up our feet. And slowly rising up our shins, our calves, all the way up to our knees. It is always a delight to see how fast the softness of relaxation propagates throughout the body. Simply because the awareness of the consciousness is focused and it's present. So we once again focus on our feet. And as we continue observing these little gnomes walking out of our feet, we allow that sensation of relaxation to continue growing from our knees, we see it shift upwards deep within our thighs. And we feel that relaxation growing from deep within towards the outside. And we feel that relaxation in our thighs, in our glutes, in our hips. We even allow that relaxation to extend into our creative organs. And just like that, we experience the softness that comes with relaxation, permeating every tendon, every ligament, every tissue, and every particle that makes up our legs. And for this, we express great satisfaction because it is just perfect. We continue focusing on these little gnomes walking out our feet. And as they walk out, they continue extracting with themselves any tension, any stress that may be accumulated in our body. And we feel that sensation of relaxation as it continues to grow upwards from the base of our spine, upwards vertebra by vertebra, relaxing our intestines, our diaphragm, our internal organs, we feel the relaxation in our stomach, in our lungs, even in our heart. And as we get into that space, right there in between our shoulder blades, we allow for that relaxation to continue shifting upwards until it reaches our shoulders. And from there, we let it cascade into our elbows, our wrists, our hands. Let's give ourselves a moment and continue focusing in our breath. By now, the exhalation is perhaps deeper, more profound, the flow of the breath is almost imperceptible. In many cases, it is even perfectly silent. And notice for an instant the gentle vibration that inundates throughout all of the physical body, which is that vibration so characteristic of a deep state of relaxation. We bring back our attention to our neck at the level of the shoulders. And as we bring our attention back onto our feet, and we continue observing these little gnomes, helping take with themselves any kind of stress or tension that may exist in the body, with every exhalation, we feel how that sensation of relaxation grows upwards in our neck until it reaches that point at the very base of our skull, where the spine and the medulla come together. At that very location, where the chakra Vishuddha exists. and with much gratitude we immediately experience a gentle warmth at the very base of our skull, which is exactly the point in which we have allowed all of this relaxation to flow through. With every exhalation, we allow that sensation of relaxation to expand, and we allow it to feel the space right there behind our ears. And to continue growing upwards, we relax the muscles of our jaw. We relax our tongue and our lips, our eyes and our eyelids. We relax the muscles in our forehead. And we allow ourselves to experience as that sensation of relaxation covers every space in our skull and our scalp, all the way up as it reaches the crown. And together we say, Divine Father, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we offer ourselves as an instrument of your work. We invite you, Father, to be the one who officiates in this practice. Let it be you, the one who sits. Let it be you, the one who breathes, so that the sitting is perfect, so that the breathing is perfect. And let it be you, the one who sings. Allow us to verbalize this mantra here. And we beg that you allow this powerful word to reverberate throughout the different dimensions of creation. Divine Mother, you who have been the giver of this human body, you who are our elemental magi, we beg of you with our heart and our soul that you do the necessary work to enable the harmonious vibration, the harmonious functioning, the harmonious flows of our chakra Vishuddha. And we ask that you grant us the ability to experience the faculties and the powers of this glorious center. We ask of this in your holy name. So be it. And together, we chant the mantra, Aum Chivatum E. Jivatum. Shiva Tum.
Ah.
Maintaining that remembrance of self, we invoke our innermost and beg for the manifestation of the life giver, of the controller of the life force, of the Holy Spirit. And using our silent word, with every exhalation, we sing mentally the pranava. Hum. Visualizing the chakra of our larynx in its splendor, in its brightness, in its location, harmonious and vivid. Very well. Let's take a deep breath in 1, 2, and together we say, Divine Father, we give you infinite thanks for your guidance. We give you infinite thanks for your contribution. Divine Mother, we give you infinite thanks from our soul and our heart for your kindness, your compassion, your assistance, and your love. We ask that all of these may materialize according to the will of the universal charity and the great law. Amen. 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 We take another deep breath in 1, 2, and we slowly wiggle our toes and our fingers. And dear friends, with that, we have completed our practice tonight with the mantra Aum Shiva Tum E. Remember, you can chant this mantra for 10, 15, 20, 40, 60 minutes. After you're done, dedicate some time to meditation with the Pranavaham, continuing your visualization of the chakra. Well, so to everyone, thank you so much for joining us this evening. May all beings be happy.